Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Have you ever looked at your paycheck and wondered, what the is going on? Maybe you've been hit with a big tax bill in April, or you're stuck, you know, with feeling like every paycheck is getting eaten by all these taxes. Well, the answer to this often lies in one simple thing, your tax withholding. And today we're going to tackle that head on by diving into a new tool the IRS has provided that's actually kind of good, which is just blowing me away. It's free, and it can help you take control of your finances and make sure your paycheck is working as hard as you are. Good morning, everyone. I'm Rami Alagil, CEO of People Processes, and today we're breaking down tax withholding and how you can use the IRS tax withholding calculator to avoid those dreaded surprises come tax season. Trust me, this is one of those overlooked aspects of financial planning that can make a huge difference in your day-to-day life. Most people don't think about their tax withholding until they're hit with a nasty surprise. Either they owe a big tax bill they weren't prepared for with penalties, or they get a huge refund and realize they've essentially given the IRS an interest-free loan all year. Neither situation is ideal. Tax withholding is all about balance. Too much, and your monthly budget feels tight for no reason. Too little, and you're scrambling to pay off a tax bill when April rolls around. And here's the thing, your withholding isn't set in stone. You can adjust it to fit your financial situation, and that's what the IRS tax withholding calculator is designed to help with. Now, let's dive into where this gets exciting. The IRS tax withholding calculator is a game changer. This tool is the IRS's response to taxpayers' calls for a simpler way to accurately assess their withholding. It's relatively user-friendly, completely confidential, and free to use, and it makes it an invaluable resource for both employees and employers. All you have to do is plug in key details, income, filing status, and all the tax credit stuff, and the calculator will tell you if your withholding is on track or you need to make adjustments. The estimator provides recommendations to ensure you're not over or underpaying. It's kind of like having a tax advisor right at your fingertips, minus the confusion and the fees. It can be used at any point in the year and give you a year-to-date estimate so you can make changes mid-year. Pretty cool if you qualify for a new thing. So, to use the tax withholding calculator, you need a copy of your most recent paycheck stub. That's the key thing. If you have last year's tax return, that's really helpful for figuring out what tax credits you may qualify for if you're not super into this. Now, if you're listening on a podcast, we're going to be actually showing it on our YouTube video. So I'm going to go share my screen to that now. We're going to talk about some of it that way, but I'm going to try to make sure we narrate what you need to do. So to start with, you're simply going to go to the tax withholding estimator page down in the description or Google it. And from there, you're going to put in very basic information. How are you filing? Are you single, married filing jointly, married filing separately, head of household, qualifying widower? Click the box. You don't know? Check your tax return. You're probably single or married filing jointly. Do you, or will you, or your spouse have a job that regularly withholds federal income taxes? I hope so. That's what this video is about. Income tax withholding from your job. So you got to put yes here. If you put no, it's not going to go anywhere. And then you talk about the things that apply. I plan to claim dependents. So you got kiddos. You're 65 or older, or your spouse will be. Or if you or your spouse are blind. Or if you can be claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax return. This comes up often. If you're a 20-year-old in your first job and your parents are still providing more than half of your living expenses, you want to say I'm going to be claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax return. Okay? Very rarely is that person married filing jointly. It tells you that's true. So go on there and check your boxes. From there, it's all about your income and withholding. And for this, you need your paycheck stub. You can do as many jobs as you want. So if you have a job, your spouse has a job, you have a part-time job, your spouse has a part-time job, y'all are a hardworking family. But you just do them one at a time. From there, you describe the source of income, salary or hourly. And then if it's for you or your spouse, and then what period do you have that job? So if it's all year, boom, If you're going to have it just for part of the year or you don't have it yet, you can put it in there and then you can put in start and end dates. From there, how frequently are you paid? Are you paid every other Friday? That's every 2 weeks. Every Friday? That's weekly. On the 15th and the last day of the month? That's twice a month or just once a month. Then you enter this information from your pay stub. When did your pay period end? And what was the most recent pay date? How much did you make that pay period? And what are your year-to-date earnings in that for that check? And it's right there on your check, right? So it'll say you made $3,000 this pay period. This is the 20th pay period of the year. You're going to make $60,000. You've made $60,000 year-to-date. This is what's really cool because you can use this tool in January, February, March, October, November, December, and it's going to calculate for the rest of the year that you're in. Important to know, okay? So if you do this now here in October, November, it's only going to apply for the last month of the year, but these elections will continue on into next year. You want to do this every time you get a tax update, especially when you finish filing your taxes. So we'll talk about that a bit more in a minute. Anyway, you can use it at any point during the year. It then asks, again, looking at your check, do you have a 401k or a traditional IRA or a SEP? Any of those kind of standard, lowers your taxes, put money in there, retirement plans, you check right there. There's a question mark that talks about all the different ones it may be. Enter the amount per pay period and the amount year to date. Health insurance, HSA, FSA, same thing. You can actually do them as multiple items to make your life easier. So you don't have to add them all up. Or if you add them all up, no problem. Per pay period and year to date. If you know you're going to get a big bonus at Christmas, you can put that in. If you already got a big bonus that's kind of messing up your year-to-date calculations, you can put that in. And then this section, other sources of income, is where it gets more complex. If you have investment income that you want to put in there and you know what a net short-term gain is or rental income, royalties, you can put them all into this calculator. That's beyond the scope of this video, though. Most people, you have your job, you may have a couple of other little things. They're relatively straightforward, and the little question marks tell you all about what you need to know. This section is if you have other withholding, okay? So if you have, say, a pension, like you're a retired military person that's got income and withholding, but it's not a job, you can put it in here as well, and it'll negative those out, okay? Most of that's complexity most of you aren't going to need. The main thing is about you, income and withholding. Then there are adjustments. These are the most common deductions to income that people get: student loan interest, educator expense, contributions to IRAs outside of work or HSAs outside of work, armed service, military movement, alimony. And you just check the box and type it in. Alimony paid, whatever. They're very straightforward. If they don't apply to you, just skip. Finally, your deductions. The vast majority of people working are going to take the standard deduction, in which case you just say no, just use the standard deduction. If you're going to itemize, you probably know it. That means you have more than $30,000 in tax deductions outside of the ones on the prior page. Qualified mortgage interest, state and local taxes, medical and dental expenses outside of those covered by your insurance plan, gifts to charity, casualty losses like a house burned down, other itemized deductions. And you can put them in here if you know what they are. If you don't, just click no. This is probably what you're doing. You can look at last year's tax return and see what the deduction was. And there's one spot where it says, if you have less than this amount, use the standard deduction. The standard deduction is this. And that's probably what you use. Last up, tax credits. Enter your age and your spouse's age, and then any children's ages, right? You can add mini child, what they'll be after at January 1 of this year. And if you get any child independent care credits and earned income tax credits, again, if you don't know what they are, they're described in here. And if you look at last year's tax return, you'll probably understand. You can simply enter the amount. Flat, very easy on here. Qualifying work-related child care expenses, earned income tax credits, adoption credits. You don't have to go through all of this stuff in depth, okay? But you can. You may have things like a homeowner, a residential energy credit if you put in solar panels. You can do all of this right here on this calculator. But even if you don't, it's going to give you a much better understanding of what's going on. It's also a good way to figure out what that stuff's actually worth. Finally, click next. This is the money page. From here, your results are displayed. How much we expect you to withhold and what we anticipate the tax obligation to be. And then it will give you a projected amount owed at the end of the year. So under the current settings that you typed in, the tax withholding estimator is expecting that come January, you're going to wind up owing $300 on your taxes. If you, for example, in this one, right, had two children that you were claiming, like a 2 and a 4-year-old, and click next, going to recalculate, and boom, you can see those two kids lowered the tax bill by $4,000. You get a $2,000 tax credit per kid. Now it says you're going to get a refund of $3,705 that quick. So the credits really matter, and the income and the withholding really matter. So you just want to key those in. Once you have your information in, this is the best part. There's a button right here to download a pre-filled W-4. Click right there, and it will tell you what it'll pre-fill everything. Awesome. All you got to do is put in your first, last Social Security address, city and state, and sign and date at the bottom. Then send this over to your employer, and you're done. Why is part three empty? It'll tell you why. You go back to your screen. It says, what's going on? Why is step two blank? What is it that we put in here? Other adjustments. Why should I leave it blank? And then sign and date it. Then just send it to your employer as soon as possible for your changes to take effect. Return to the estimator and fill out a new W-4 in January. Right there on the screen. I hope this helps you as a tool. If you're someone who has a CPA and tax advisor, they're going to tell you this stuff, okay? But a lot of us don't have that. When you file your taxes or start in January, doing this will give you such a good head start on your finances for the year. Highly recommend it for every employee in all of our clients. And if you don't know what to do, just check them out. Now, ask comments. Ask it down in the comments below. Don't give identifying information, but feel free to ask. There's a reason. There's a couple things I want to mention. Why doesn't my employer just handle this? Well, these are your individual taxes. Your income tax, as you can see, has a lot to do with whether your spouse works, whether you have real estate, whether you have student loans, what kind of mortgage you have. And there's no good way for the employer to figure that out. It's your individual tax responsibility to fill this form out correctly. And they can't give you tax advice because they're not your CPA. They don't know all those pieces. So this is one of those key grown-up things that you have to take care of yourself. If you get to April and have a giant refund, that's on you. If you owe more money, that's on you. Your employer has no way of knowing it. Now, they have to follow what you put on this form, according to the IRS Publication 15T, and calculate the correct withholding, but only based on this form, the W-4. All right? Now, a couple quick FAQs. What if you get a raise? No problem. Update your income anytime. Just go back into the form. If the information is safe, yes, this has no identifying information in it, and the IRS doesn't store any of your data. You should check your withholding anytime there's a life change, like getting married, having kids, changing jobs, getting a raise, promotion, revisit the calculator. This tool will help you avoid penalties. It'll keep your withholding accurate and make you less likely to face penalties for underpaying your taxes. All right, getting your tax withholding right not only reduces stress come tax time, also keeps more money in your pocket when you need it most. For employers, you need to help your team avoid this unnecessary financial stress and improve overall morale without becoming tax advisors. We've seen firsthand at my company how much this kind of financial clarity can improve your company culture and your employee well-being. And remember, it's easy. Just use that IRS tax withholding calculator in January. Take control of your paycheck today. All right, let's wrap it up. If you're tired of tax surprises or feeling like your paycheck isn't working as hard for you as it should be, the IRS tax withholding calculator is your solution. It's free, simple, save you a lot of financial stress. Employers, don't forget to share this tool with your team. One small step that can make a huge impact on your employees' financial well-being and job satisfaction. As always, thanks for tuning in to People Processes. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who could use some tax help. Got questions about your tax withholding? Drop them in the comments below, and I'll see what I can do. Until next time, stay proactive, stay informed, and now it's time for you to go out there and get your work done. And have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.